boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast.
Hey!
Hello!
I am Vicky Barcelona. Today we have the beautiful Taryn Dalian with us.
What's up?
And a voice we haven't heard in a minute, the awesome Kiana.
Hello, hello.
How have you been?
Kiana. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, we've missed you.
I know.
And you're repping the Seahawks today.
Number three.
There we go.
Hustle all week.
Hell yes, yes, baby.
And that is exactly what we're going to be talking about today, is the Seahawks game.
Is there anything else to talk about right now?
I mean, for those who don't know, there's a little game going on Sunday.
And
just because we're girls doesn't mean we don't pay attention.
We pay a lot of attention.
We're very dedicated
Seahawks fans.
Now, I'm curious, how big of a Seahawks fan, not trying to question or call you a bandwagoner, but like, what is your level? Like, are you a stats person? Are you just, I want to sit down with a beer and watch the game and have it a good time? Or are you just... like, okay, I will admit, I like watching the game, but when it's just them huddling, I'm on my phone or I'm reading or...
oh,
but
yeah.
But I very much enjoy the game. I enjoy watching them do their press stuff. But you talk to me about stats, I'm out.
Yeah. I've been a Seahawks fan my entire life. Like, born and raised here. My parents dressed us in Seahawks onesies when we were babies. Aww. I had the hat, I had the shirts, you know, all sorts of good stuff. So I've been rooting for the Seahawks for essentially 30 years. But, you know... do I know every single player that's ever played? No. I can probably name some of the main players over the years in any of the generations of Seahawk football. And head coaches. Oh, yeah. All sorts of good stuff. But, like, as far as, you know, statistics, I might not be able to...
well, that one time they made that play back in 1960, whatever.
Like, yeah, I'll remember big plays, but I don't know how many
passing percentages.
Yeah, I don't know all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm not a commentator by any means, but I love it, and I eat, breathe, think, sleep Seahawks all football season long.
Kiana?
Well, just 10 years now. So I moved up from Southern California.
That's
10
right.
years ago. Yes.
You're an OC girl.
Yes.
What team were you before? Did you have a team?
So...
uh-oh.
This is gonna age me. So I went a couple Rams games when I was a kid. So that's how a long time ago in the 80s we had the Rams. And we had the Raiders for a little bit. But, you know, those teams left and we had the Chargers. The Chargers were down in San Diego, which is about 2.5 hours south of where I lived. So we didn't really have a team.
So there was not much team spirit.
No, I was into baseball. So we had baseball teams, Dodger fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, born and raised. So when I came up here, I love football. So I just was so excited to be a Seahawks fan.
Yay!
And I've been one ever since. Yes.
That is awesome.
I love it. Stats-wise, I can throw out some stats, but I'll read them and pay attention to them, but...
totally.
I don't focus on them. I like watching the game more.
Definitely love to drink a beer during the game.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. That's good. I want everybody to understand how important I think this topic is. There are many people that have relocated, and I think it's completely fair to adopt a new team or a second team. Mm-hmm. I don't think that anyone should be limited to rooting for only one team their entire life. And maybe you were born somewhere that you hated. You know, like I hated, you know, maybe you hated growing up in a certain place, so you never really followed the team.
Or you hated that team itself.
Exactly. So you're allowed to have another team. And I think it's complete BS if you want to try to be the law, be the voice of God and tell someone that they can't be a Seahawks fan because they weren't born here, because they didn't, you know, they haven't been a fan for X amount of years. I think that's ridiculous.
I completely agree on that.
Ridiculous.
As an adopted fan myself, like, you know what? Come on. It's my team now, too.
Totally.
I moved up here. Why not be able?
Absolutely. So I support that 100%.
Thank you.
I support
Thank
that
you.
1,000%.
Awesome. We're here all about the Seahawks. And if you want to just be a, like, bandwagon, quote unquote, hater, well... F off.
Yeah. And that's like literally
that
the only thing that people have against the Seahawks or our fans is like, oh, bandwagon this, bandwagon that. There's going to be bandwagon fans of any team.
Well, what do you expect? They won the Super Bowl. What's going to happen? They got popular, and they do have a very interesting team just in itself, the characters, the personalities on the team.
Absolutely.
And it's like how many kids out there from different states are watching these, like, you know, a Richard Sherman, who I know has been known to have a big mouth, but isn't he just a fantastic role model?
Marshawn
Lynch,
role model.
With his, like, foundation, he has his own charity foundation where he's trying to get, like, inner city kids, you know, into activities and stuff. And he has his own little football thing going on with kids. It's like these guys are great. Russell Wilson, they are great role models. They're there for their community.
Absolutely. On and off
so
the
like,
field.
I could see why like children in other states are watching this and they're like, oh, I like them. Like, okay, let's be okay with this. Calm down. Even if you live in a different state, even if you're not coming to Washington or Seattle. And same with other people. Like I know people give Toppy a hard time, especially because of the Steelers.
Yeah.
Seahawks Super Bowl a few years back. But it's like, you know, when he was younger, he saw something he liked in this team, and that's what he went for.
I think that's totally fair. I think that's fine, and I love it. I encourage it. And if you want to be a bandwagon fan, I don't mind either. And I, one of my friends up north had a really funny thing on Facebook that he threw out there. He was like, hey, if you want to be a bandwagon fan, just know that it's great for our economy. You're increasing food sales, jersey sales, all sorts of things for the greater Seattle area. So more power to you.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Definitely. Yeah.
And before we get any further into our Super Bowl topic, I want to throw out our phone number. Please give us a call or text message 253-271-9343. I might start writing this number in bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, hey, text this number. And
for
just
a good time,
text whatever you're feeling right now. Or, I mean, you could just send us an email at thebroadcast99@gmail.com. We have a Facebook. We have a Twitter. Search for us. Like, we'll post funny pictures. We'll post pictures whenever's. Or just talk to us. We'll just, we want to talk to people.
We want to hear from our peeps.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We want to know what's on your mind. And if you have any, you know, something you want to add to one of our conversations, we'll read it and we'll discuss it.
Yes.
All right. So we are talking all about the Super Bowl and what does the Super Bowl mean? Super Bowl parties.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Everybody have their plans going on? What do you got?
I am actually, for the second year in a row, Angel of the Winds Casino has graciously invited me to host their Super Bowl party. So Angel's is up in Arlington, and so it's, you know, about an hour north of Seattle. Really awesome hotel that they just opened up to, so if people want to come up and stay, you can. And typically in the past, like, I'm the type that I like to throw parties, so for me to get to be the host and give away a bunch of stuff is really fun too, so I'm excited. They do a bunch of autographed gear, so last year
we could do that at regular parties. Like, I had a party in my house. Hey guys, we're gonna have a raffle.
Give a microphone, raffle some stuff off. Oh, yeah.
Just FYI.
You should. Hey, just a reminder, the bathroom is down here. So they're going to be doing, like, autographed helmets and jerseys and all sorts
of
stuff. They're fantastic. And
what time does that start?
Well, the kickoff is at 3:30. Uh-huh. So I recommend people get there at least a few hours early. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was packed out last year. And this is the year of the repeat. So come early, get some brunch, get some mimosas going. You know, they've got a lunch special. And the great thing is anytime you buy whatever their specials are for the game, you get a raffle ticket. Ooh. And that's where you have more chances to win all this awesome gear.
That's
it's very cool.
Awesome.
And they give away, like, they're going to give away hotel stays and, you know, dinner packages. And they've got barbecue sets. Really, really, really cool stuff. Yeah, Angels knows what's up. They're my homies.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah, so I recommend if you need someone to adopt you for the Super Bowl, come party with me.
I wish I didn't already say yes to my plan.
I know, right? It's okay.
Kiana, what are you doing for the Super Bowl?
You know, still probably just going to hang out at home. Just watch the game there.
Just make some snacks and just chill.
That's the plan so far. So
sometimes that's the best way to do it because then you can scream obscenities and not, you know, freak anybody out.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
You don't have to watch your mouth
concerned.
In your own home.
So, yeah.
No, this year, last year we ended up hosting a party at our house. It was a lot of fun, except the night before I previously got really, really, really drunk.
Ooh, yeah.
So it was the worst hangover of my life trying to make food and have people over. And it was one of those hangovers that lasted pretty much all day. If you look at pictures, I still look raggedy as hell.
It's brutal.
Like, into the game. It's awful. This year my roommate decided, since we hosted a Christmas and a New Year's party, we're not doing a party. So my girlfriend of mine up in Everett is having a party at her house. The only thing that I'm a little concerned about is that last year I lived in Lake City. It's only about 10 minutes from downtown Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So we were there. I was there on the streets watching everyone celebrate in downtown Seattle.
Were you posting videos last year?
I posted a video of all the craziness. And this
that's
year,
insane.
And that's what I was telling her. I'm like, well, Everett is more of a 30-minute drive, 45-minute drive, depending on traffic. She's like, we tried last year. There's a lot of traffic. Luckily, I know my back roads from commuting for so long. So if and when the Seahawks win, I'm going to be driving down to downtown Seattle and watching everyone go ape crap.
Nice. Oh, yeah. So and then you guys work the next day.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
You got a BJ Shim morning experience.
Yeah, so I got to make
6 a.m.
Got to take a nap somewhere in there.
Oh, my gosh.
So I can't get too trashed. So that's my plan. If I don't go to her house, which is 99% sure I am, I'm probably just going to either find a bar near my house.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe even just hang out by the station.
Hey,
find a bar near the station.
That's a good idea.
This is a good area to be.
Central location.
For sure.
But I'm afraid that if stuff doesn't go, something bad happens. You know, they deflate the balls and they don't catch it in time.
Yes,
And it works against us. That people might be rioting in the streets. So I want to get the hell out.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's going to be pretty exciting though, no matter where you are, because there's just so much Hawks love, and we have I know there are Patriots fans out there, but this isn't. There's not a ton of Patriots fans here. I feel like last year there was a ton of Bronco fans that live in the Seattle area. I don't feel like there's the same amount of Patriots.
Well, the Broncos just location wise, I mean, just being more of a West Coast team in that sense. But
totally. So it's really very heavily Hawks, which I'm down with.
Definitely down with.
Down with that.
Yeah, the only Patriots fan I know is Joe the Prodigy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. DJ's son. And he's been parading around with his jersey.
Oh, has he?
Pissing me off. Like, get out of my face, Joe.
At least BJ, he's like, well, this is kind of cool because both my teams are in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But if you really ask him, he wants the Hawks to win more. He'll be happy either way, but he prefers the Hawks to win.
And that's just the same thing like we were talking about earlier. Yeah. You know, like he's relocated. This is his home now. Yeah. I mean, this is his mecca.
Yes.
So of course he's a Hawks fan. I respect that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now we have a couple stories about hosting and about doing stuff when it comes to Super Bowl parties. Who would like to go first, ladies?
I will start. All right, here we go.
What do you got?
So I have your 6 tips to plan a fun and cheap Super Bowl party.
Ooh, I like cheap.
Cheap. Well, cheap is like my middle name.
cheap dates.
I'm just cheap, cheap, cheap.
That must have not been a fortunate nickname or a name to have in college. Hey, yeah. Taryn Cheap Daily. Yeah.
Oh, man. But I do love a good bargain. And I love, you know, if I ever throw a party or do anything, like I was even talking to the Reverend in Fuego this morning, bragging about that I got 2 pairs of boots for $30. Like,
hell,
I love
a
good deal.
So I know,
Groupon. It was Groupon.
Oh, Groupon. I was going to say, okay, I got to get girly. Where Groupon? Okay, I got it.
Groupon. I got a pair of brown boots and a pair of black boots, kind of combat style.
Oh, really?
$30.
$30.
Amazing. And they fit very well. I'm sure they're terrible quality, but
they're $30.
They were cheap, and I'm excited.
Never know.
Yeah, so if you want to plan a cheap and fun Super Bowl party, here are your 6 tips. Number one, and I like this very much, don't set expectations.
Okay.
So don't put it out there that it's going to be anything fancy, like to your friends. You know, set the bar low. Set the bar really low. If you
guys, this works on a first date too.
Yes. If you give people the impression that there's going to be like fancy hors d'oeuvres and cocktails,
you know, bruschetta with caviar,
tapas, you know, that might give people the wrong impression. Because really, Super Bowl is just kind of a laid back gig. You know.
Yeah.
So don't give any indication of any sort of expectation in the invitation. Just Super Bowl party, boom. And this says also, this would be tip number 2, provide cheap but tasty food and drink yourself. So, because not everybody remembers to bring something, or maybe you're running low. So you don't have to put out the cheap chips in the bag. You can put it in a bowl and people will never know that it was the cheap chips. You know what I mean?
Too.
Same with your dips or any kind of beverages, any kind of beers. You know, you could even get like a little pony keg or something like that and throw some cheap beer in there. Yeah. Whatever.
I know BevMo has one where you can fill up growlers you can do little kegs, but it also depends on the size of your party, because I almost got a little keg for a party. And they're like, are you going to have like 80 people there? I'm like, no, but I have friends that can drink like 80 people. So, I mean, you have to consider that as well. Yep. And you can get different, you know, a good amount of beer of different flavors, your growlers and stuff.
Definitely. So basically, this is saying, you know, to focus on inexpensive snacks, inexpensive wine. I mean, once the booze gets flowing, nobody cares the quality of it anyway.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to buy generic off-brand. You know, that's the story of my life, off-brand. If you feel that it's necessary to serve a meal, serve sandwiches. That's what it's saying. Because you can store different kinds in a refrigerator. You can make them ahead of time.
Well, it's easier to eat if you're watching the game.
All right. Yes.
I'm going to bust out a quick recipe. This is easy as hell. You know those little Hawaiian rolls they sell? I did this for New Year's. You take those, cut them in half, put them in a little pan, like an oven pan, a layer of ham or any desired meat you prefer.
I like meat.
Layer of cheese. I did like a honey type glazed ham with provolone cheese.
Nom.
Put the lid, or the lid, the top of the bun. Put it in the oven till the cheese melts, and bam, you look fancy, and it's delicious and not that expensive.
I love that. See, that's a great idea.
It's super easy. Couple steps, you're done.
Yes, and then another thing, if you want like a warm option, if you don't want to do just cold sandwiches, chili.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Make some chili.
Or tacos.
Stuff like that. Something warm, like really easy to do.
Sliders.
So you can do that on the dime. But then make it a potluck party. This is tip number 3. Make it a potluck party. Mm-hmm. So encourage your guests to bring a snack and their favorite beverage of choice.
And that's the cool thing with Facebook, especially if you make it a Facebook event, people can post right then and there
what they're going to bring.
What are you guys bringing? Because we have three people who say they're bringing some sort of side dish. Nobody's bringing dessert or whatever.
And one of my favorite things always to make, personally, little smokies. So we do
barbecue sauce.
So here's what we do. This is crazy style. So you do your sauce is equal parts mustard and red currant jelly. Mustard and red currant jelly. And then you put in the little smokies, cook that bad boy up. It is the bomb. It is a staple at any daily family party. We always do the little smokies. So that's my two cents about what you could bring.
And you could always just do that in the free, if you have an extra crock pot.
Oh, yeah.
Some families have one or two or a little one. Another good way, just do it in the crock pot.
Totally.
Side note, with my little sandwiches beforehand, it comes with, like, the recipe I found had a Dijon poppy seed thing you put on top. I'm not a big Dijon person, so I put that on the side.
Yeah, perfect. Put it on the side. Everybody can, you know, mock theirs up how they would like.
Exactly.
Here's another tip with that, especially if you're going to be preparing something to share and you're the one hosting the party, invite a couple of your buddies over to help out. Beforehand.
Yeah.
Hey, if you guys could come an hour early and help me out, that would be swell.
And you guys can hang out, have a good time.
Have a couple cocktails, pre-function.
Nothing is more fun than drinking and setting stuff up or cleaning stuff up.
Oh, yeah.
Or I should say, nothing makes cleaning and setting stuff up like drinking.
Absolutely. So that's like whenever, my mom is an excellent party host. Like, she's the best. But I always go over early, and my mom always has, like, mimosas going, or she's got wine out. Something's already
popping. It's flowing.
So that always makes it helpful. You know, have a couple people over, pre-funk, make stuff.
Side note, I recently met your mom, and I know where you get it from. She knows how to party.
My mom is so sweet.
I like her.
She's crazy. In a good way. And then, the other thing, and now this is just the recycler in all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the Pacific Northwest. Yes. We take a lot of pride in the fact that it's a green area. Use reusable party plates instead of paper ones. This is just for the environment. All right, it's just for the environment. Reusable plates are very helpful, so you can get some pretty inexpensive reusable plastic ones that you can, you know, use again and again and again. They're great.
See, that used to be the Mexican thing, but then we all, like, my mom, like, you buy your plastic cups and your plastic and we would wash them, like, the plastic utensils. You just wash them and reuse them. Everyone's like, oh, that is such a Hispanic thing to do, but now with the green thing, now it's a normal
Everybody should be doing it.
Yeah.
It saves a lot of trees and things of that nature.
Well, with a side note, with Seattle right now, their law is you cannot throw away food waste.
Yes,
that's
compost.
Right.
It's the garbage.
It has to compost.
So that's what we've been doing in my house, but there's a lot of materials that can go into a compost, like a pizza box with cheese on it, that goes into the compost. So if you can find paper plates that can be compostable.
That is another great suggestion. Yes. So be environmentally conscious, because especially if you're having a lot of people over, that can create a lot of waste.
And when we have parties, we have a box.
Oh, yeah.
Where we have, like, in our garage. So, like, hey, guys, if you're downstairs, recycle there.
For the drunks, they know.
It's a big box. So if you throw it, you can't miss.
There. And this one's fun. Well, first of all, and no offense to anyone that has children, I do not. And I don't think you ladies do either. I usually don't have kids at any parties that I throw. But now, my friends are starting to have kids. So if there are kids there and you want to keep them busy, bring something for the kids. Like, it can be as simple as just white computer paper and crayons.
Yeah.
Let them draw, like,
something
make
to keep
a kid zone to keep them out of your way, entertained, whatever.
Yeah.
That is a $1 million idea right there.
Dollar store crayons. If you don't want to, or just buy a big box at your local store of a bunch of different colors. And if you wanted to take it one step further, I know you can, if you work in an office, you can print stuff off for free.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
You can just type in, like, football theme printable coloring pages.
Exactly.
And print off
a This is a major, major thing. Even my parents have been throwing a Christmas party every year for the entire time I've been alive and before then. And they always had, like, games and prizes and things for the kids and like, a coloring station. And they had a whole separate, they turned their loft into, like, the kids' zone so that the adults could have their space
and the kids could have
their space. So give the kids their own space so that those of us that don't have kids and aren't wired to deal with the stress of children
can enjoy
the freaking game.
And that we don't, kick your child at some point.
Yes, exactly.
Not that I condone that.
No, not that I condone that either. But that's a really good idea. And then also, Not that we're friends with people that don't like football, but occasionally you might have friends that come that don't care about football.
Or they have the girlfriend or the boyfriend who don't care as much.
So if there's something else, like they have the puppy bowl on, you know, the puppy bowl's on the same time as the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So you could throw another TV on in another room with a puppy bowl. And if anyone wants to go check on the puppy bowl, they can do that. So.
Or if you have, I'm assuming, other games or.
Exactly. Yeah. Something like that.
So Cards Against Humanity in a different room.
Totally. Mm-hmm. For those weird friends.
Or the people, like, because sometimes sometimes I'm very, I need to multitask.
Yes.
So like I love watching the game, but if I'm drinking and I have something else to do in my hands, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
So totally. I'm like, I could totally play Cards Against Humanity, and then I have no problem stopping and freaking the hell out when something amazing happens. And
absolutely.
So just prepare for that.
So make those are some good tips.
Yeah.
Very good tips.
I, of course, enjoy the commercials, because the commercials are my favorite.
They pay a lot of money for those.
Halftime show, totally. Katy Perry this year. And who's coming? Is it Lenny Kravitz?
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, I think it's Katy Perry and I think somebody like that.
All right. I appreciate they're putting a little rock in that.
Here, I'll double check. Kiana, do you want to start with yours?
Sure. Well, if you're attending a Super Bowl party, then obviously you need to know how to behave at that party.
Mm.
Which, so there are 12 tips here to minding your manners on game day. So let's see. Number one, never come to a Super Bowl party empty-handed. So kind of like you're talking about, ask people just to bring something, which is nice and easy to do.
I think that's a polite thing to do when you're invited to any party.
Yeah.
Because I have a few friends where I've posted. I'm like, hey, guys, please bring something, whether alcohol or food, just anything.
Yeah.
If possible. I know money's tight for some people. Yeah. And I have one friend who never brings something. And I don't know if she thinks, oh, because we're really good friends, I don't have to bring anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
You probably should.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I'm not mad, but it doesn't make you look good there, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes, very good tip.
So that's just kind of common sense right there. Number two, smile and be a gracious guest. So kind of, you know, don't be a D.
Don't show up in a crappy mood and ruin the party and bring down the fun.
Pretty much. Which,
don't bring any suck.
Just don't be a Debbie Downer, man. Just have a good time.
That was difficult because I went to a party recently for football. And there might have been something that is now legal in Seattle, in Washington State, and I might have partaken a little bit of that.
Oh.
I might have partaken a little too much because I ended up falling asleep, but it was during the game where, like, it was when we weren't doing so well.
Oh.
So I'm glad I was sleeping during that.
Yeah, that's good.
And I woke up and I'm watching all the excitement. That's when all the craziness, the turnaround happened. And I'm sitting there, you know, not in my normal state of mind.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like watching this like it's an alien game. Everyone's like, are you okay? Are you not having fun? Like, no, man, I'm having a great time.
I'm good, bro. So good. Go Hawks.
So, like, that is the one time we'll forgive you if you're just like, man, I'm good.
If you want to be that girl, it's okay.
That's okay. That's fine.
I didn't mean to.
We've all been that girl.
But I felt bad because the hostess, she's like, Vicky, are you not having fun? I'm like, oh.
Trust me, I'm having a great time.
In my own mind. I'm having a great time.
Awesome.
This is such a great party. Thank you, sweetie. Like, I just make sure.
I love it.
And also part of that number two was also don't show up to the party too early and don't be the last to leave.
Yeah.
So I don't know. For me, I'm kind of like, whatever. Maybe it's just my personality, but.
Well, you know, and like we mentioned earlier in my party tips that if you have a couple people come early.
Yeah.
That they are helping set up. So I don't necessarily agree with that. But I will say that like my parents' Christmas party this last year, there was one guy who was a huge D. That was just not leaving. And so I ended up going downstairs. Like, I had to leave the upstairs. I was like, I physically cannot do it anymore. Yeah. So I think he probably got the memo after I was like, all right, I'm going away now.
Yeah, just make sure not to overstay your welcome. But, you know, just another thing, common sense.
Yeah.
Number three, don't eat in line. Which, yes, please, that's gross.
And that bothers me a lot.
It really bothers me.
That really bothers me. That even bothers me at home. I'm sorry. I have to call out Brad. Sometimes he'll dish up dinner and then like take his first bite at the counter. And I'm like, go sit down and eat your dinner. Don't eat at the counter.
Oh.
Don't eat in line.
So, okay. Number four. If you touch something on the buffet, take it.
That is common sense anywhere.
I know. Don't pick it up. Don't put it back. Don't like fiddle around looking for everything.
Yeah.
Dive your hand into the
chip bowl. I feel bad when you accidentally touch something and you're like, crap, I didn't want it.
You gotta
take it anyway and just kind of scoot it off to the side.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, somebody else want this? I touched it.
So, okay. So don't take something off the buffet. If you do, take it. Don't double dip, which is also just common sense. Number six, clean up after yourself.
Yeah.
So if you make a mess, just clean up your stuff. You got beer cans laying around. Plates, just throw it away.
And I mean, I'm pretty good. Like, I'm kind of the one that I'll do like a little sweep all of a sudden and like I'll kind of help out. But don't just be the lazy person that just sits there in your filth. Like,
exactly.
You know, put some things away.
Yeah.
Do your part.
So, number seven, don't get sloppy drunk.
That's probably a really good tip for me.
And your eyes lit up a bit.
I know. You're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Guilty of that
I think
one.
It depends on what the, like,
exactly.
Who you're with.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, what the situation are you working? Yeah. I know a lot of people take the next day off. I wonder why.
It's like the number one call-in sick day. I think it's right behind St. Patrick's Day. I think St. Patrick's Day, the day after that, is number one, and Super Bowl is like number two.
Yeah.
No, so it's like if you're around friends and they don't have any kids around that you can't, you know, traumatize with your weird drunkenness, Then, I mean, if you're cool, I think it's a case-by-case
situation.
Totally.
That's why, yeah, that's a little generalized.
But a lot of us have to work the next day, so I can't get sloppy drunk, even if I wanted to.
Yeah. So, okay, number 8. Refrain from using offensive or foul language and be extra careful in the presence of children.
Yeah.
Please. That's bull.
Take care of the children.
I do think, like, there have been a couple times where people have used terms in a party setting that I really get pissed off about.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like there have been a couple, like, and I hate this, but when someone says, like, oh, that's gay, that drives me crazy. And if someone says that, like, repeatedly, I might let it slide the first time or, like, give them a look. Mm-hmm. But if someone says it again, I'm not afraid to put them in their place. Yeah. Like, hey, you can use that kind of talk at your house, but here, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, that's the one hard thing. If there's going to be kids around.
Yeah.
You're trying not to. Like, that's hard for me. Because, like, I think I was trying to do that at your birthday party recently.
Oh, because there was little children.
Little children. I'd be like, oh, damn it. Oh, dang it.
They're so funny, though. They do absorb things like sponges. Mm-hmm. And now that, like, they're all starting to talk, it's, you know, we don't swear on the kids too often, but it's funny. They'll repeat something.
Yeah.
Like, the dog was doing something naughty, and the kid goes, Moxie, get your butt back inside! Which butt is not, like, a terrible word, but I'm like, oh my god, he totally heard that from us. He heard me say butt.
No, it's funny, because, like, when they're little, it's like you're swearing, and people are like, what? Don't speak like that in front of the baby. I'm like, dude, the kid can't even hold its head up.
Yeah,
it's fine. But then you get comfortable and forget.
Yeah. Then they get to that age where they repeat everything. They're like,
that's why I kind of like it when I have friends. Like, I know it's probably bad, but I have friends who swear in front of their kids anyways. They're like, yeah. Like, just because mommy can do it doesn't mean you can. And totally. So that's how they're parenting. So I'm like, sweet, I can swear.
That's exactly how I was raised. So every family party, mouths like sailors, every single one of my family. So I turned out okay. Yeah. I got a terrible mouth, but I can watch it. But I don't know. So for me, I'm just like, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up with it. I turned out okay.
Yeah.
For the most part, no. Yeah, I know.
Okay, number 9. Remember to call or send your host a handwritten thank you note after the party.
Right, I feel bad. I never send thank you notes.
I don't think I've ever sent.
I'm very gracious when I'm there. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
I'll call.
Facebook post. Hey, great party on Sunday.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's so, the equivalent. Like, oh my God, I had such a great time with all these people. Tagged everybody. What a great night. I think that counts as a thank you note in today's day and age. Does that make me sound like an a-hole?
Well, we kind of grew up in a thank you note writing family, but now that, like, technology's kind of taken over, it doesn't seem to happen as much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm kind of okay with that because I'm very forgetful.
Once again, going green.
Yes.
Hey, why don't you call somebody? Why don't you text somebody? Save a tree.
Money's really tight. Frankly, I can't afford a stamp.
You know, when I get a thank you note, or even if I get a birthday card now, like, what do? You look at it for 2 minutes. I don't save the cards. Like, maybe some people do, but like I save it
for about a year. Until next year, and then it gets recycled.
Yeah, it's so. And furthermore, if I get one in the mail, I do get kind of excited.
It is exciting.
But then I'm like, I'm probably not going to do that.
Like, how many people actually get mail anymore?
That's not a bill.
Yeah. Even then, a lot of people do paperless.
I just get a lot
of the coupon books. That's all I get in the mail.
Yeah.
So we'll just say thank you. Maybe post a Facebook post or message or call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that's the equivalent.
Yes. Okay, number 10. Offer to help the host clean up at the end of the evening.
That's a very nice thing to do.
So, once again, just common sense. Be nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Offer.
And I'm totally, like, I will help out even when I'm hammered.
Oh, yeah.
I think the drunker I am, I'm like,
I got it. Just give me a bucket.
Stuff everywhere.
I'm, like, putting away dishes in the wrong cupboard.
They're not even washed off yet.
Yeah, like, it's school.
At least I help, man.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
They do.
Do the dishes.
Thank you for making more of a mess for me in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
But you tried. So, okay, number 11, try not to talk off topic. Be mindful of those who want to watch the game.
Yeah, I think that's, like, my problem sometimes. I can multitask, but guys, when you put men in front of the game, they're watching the game.
Yeah, that's it.
So that's what I got to remember. It's like, it's not because they don't like us or that they're, you know, they really don't give a crap about what we have to say. It's the game's on. And I understand that because I know there's stuff where, like, we're into girly stuff. It's like, please don't talk to me. Like, you know, I'm watching my show or I'm doing this. Like, I'm focused on this.
This is our task at hand. We'll address that later.
Yeah, and I'm totally guilty of that. I will sit and I will not talk during the game. I don't want to talk to people. I'll be that, like, just leave me alone.
I'm the same way. Yeah. Like, I don't want anyone talking to me about the game. I'm just like, shh, 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 shh. I gotta focus.
So this occurred to me. There are parties, they're called like stoplight parties, I think, mm-hmm. where you wear like a bracelet, like a glowy bracelet, or just like a regular bracelet, and there's different colors.
For if you're single, taken?
Yeah, like if you're single, you wear green, as in go. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, you're not kind of, you're seeing someone, but you're not in a relationship, it's like yellow.
And then
but
if you're
taken, you wear red.
Uh-huh. Stop.
So something like that. It's like red, maybe everybody has like bracelets on, like red bracelets tells you, do not talk to this person when the game is on.
Yes.
Yellow means you can maybe say a few things, but generally leave me alone. And then, you know,
green is like pay attention to two things at once.
I can do two things, or we can go in the kitchen. I can kind of watch the game out of the corner of my eye while I chat with you.
I love that idea.
I think
that's a
pretty
good idea.
I think it's fair.
I think that's a smashing good idea.
I feel like nobody can get their feelings hurt, because I know you can get easily butt hurt. They're like, yeah. Like, oh, blah, blah, blah. So it's so funny. I know I heard Tom Brady is, you know, married to Giselle, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And they're like,
Vicky, put a sock in it.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you get your feelings hurt a little bit, and they don't want to be mean. So I think that might be.
All right. The bracelet method.
I think that's good. A good way to go.
I like that.
But if you're just hanging out with a bunch of dudes, just assume they don't want to talk.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is there any more on the list?
Yes. Last one, number 12. Be polite and respectful to the guests rooting for the opposing team. It's only a game, after all.
Oh. Respect is a interesting word. There's being a complete and total douchebag to somebody. Yeah. And then there's just...
Good-natured ribbing is A-OK in my book.
It's just like, oh, yeah, you and your Tom Brady and your deflated balls. Let's see his balls this game, you know. Oh, yeah, you. And, like, I've heard other people, what do they call it? The sea chickens.
Oh, God.
You know, like, you know, that's part of the fun. And I know guys really get going on that. That is, like, their thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes girls don't get it. Like, I see it because I work with so many dudes.
Yes.
I see it every day. But some people don't understand that this is how most dudes function.
Yeah.
It's just competitive people in general.
And I think it's fine to do, like, the back and forth razzing of the opposing team. But when you start making it personal and, like...
Don't do personal attacks.
That's
good nature.
Stupid and really ugly. So don't do that. We don't like that.
Not fun.
Just keep it fun.
All right. Was that the last one?
That was it.
Oh, and by the way, I noticed that there were 12 on that list.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
are the 12 men. Go Hawks.
No, I actually have one that is a reader share tips on how to win at your Super Bowl party.
Ooh.
And this actually makes it a little more, like, some of them have been kind of repeated,
mm-hmm.
But some of them are interesting. It says, among the do suggestions are get extra TVs to put everywhere.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. But they kind of went a little overboard. It's like, get an extra TV, put it in the bathroom, the kitchen, possibly the back porch if the grill's going.
Ooh,
I
yikes.
Think maybe the bathroom, not so much. Maybe have a radio in the bathroom.
Yeah, unless someone's taking a giant dump, I don't think it's necessary for one to be in the bathroom.
You've been in there a while.
Like, you can go to the bathroom for 2.5 minutes. It's going to be okay.
We had a smaller place, and we tried doing that. We had a TV.
Oh, my gosh.
But we tried streaming it with a laptop and connecting it to a monitor.
Really?
Unfortunately, the stream was like 10, 15 seconds off. So you'd be like, yeah, and then everyone's like, oh, what happened? What happened? Oh, yeah, like 10 seconds later. So that didn't really work out. Oh. But if you go to a place like Top Shelf's house.
Yes.
He has a TV in like his, I don't know what they call it, like, because his whole house is a man cave. If you ever go to Top Shelf's house, people
I've never been there.
It is a freaking, you know, guys typically have that one room and the girl has the rest of the house. She has one room and the rest of the house is his. Like total sports fanatic, jerseys
Holy
everywhere.
Cow.
His pool table. It's really awesome. So he had one TV where the pool table was. So sometimes they would walk over there when they just couldn't handle it. There was a TV where the living room was next to the kitchen. And we moved the kitchen table with all the snacks.
Gosh.
So we could see the TV through the kitchen and sit at the table and eat. There was another one in his like other like man room.
Jeez.
There's a TV in their room, but I don't think anyone went upstairs. So they had a bunch of TVs.
Oh, cool.
And they're all nice. They weren't like little TVs. They were big TVs.
So that was a win at his party.
Yes.
Oh, very much.
Good job, Toppy.
So yes, that is a very big, great idea. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a little TV and someone's by the bathroom, I don't know.
Oh yeah.
It's not a bad way to go, but make sure you're one another one who says, if you don't have a big TV, then you probably shouldn't have the party.
Yeah, my parents did that where they signed up to do a Super Bowl party, mm-hmm. and then my dad was like, we can't have people over, this is pathetic. And my mom went out and bought like the deluxe whatever 65 inch something or other, and they set it up that day, and the Super Bowl party was a success. But they would have been totally embarrassed, I think, with their other podunk TV.
That's just an excuse to put the TV in their room or somewhere else. Have another TV.
There you go.
We have a group therapy on the morning show. Don't do like what this one listener's husband tried to do. Bought an $1,800 TV, was going to use it, and then return it after the Super Bowl.
That is jacked up. Yeah.
That is
dishonest.
Not cool. I think go rent a center and rent a TV.
Yeah.
Because you're still going to, a lot of stores are, you know, privy to this, and they're going to charge you up something.
The yin yang.
Up the yin yang with a restocking fee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you might as well just rent.
Just rent a TV. That's so shallow.
Insurance on it. So if, you know, it breaks or something.
Yeah, something happens.
With a rented TV, you're
just
fine.
Just be an honest person.
Don't be mean.
Yeah.
All right. Make it a family affair. Why exclude the little ones? I don't have a lot of little kids in my life that I get to see often or get to come to my parties. Mm-hmm. Either their parents get a babysitter or we do other stuff.
One of the perks of hosting at a casino is that
you have
children. Seriously, yes.
Use shortcuts to save on prep time. Make it easier on yourself. It's okay to use pre-prepared items. A lot of places are having, whether it's a sandwich shop or I know some sushi restaurants mm-hmm. are doing platters.
That's
or
awesome.
Wing yeah. places. I would do that now if you haven't done so already.
Pre-order, definitely.
Pre-order, and you can just get all your food have your spread. This one's kind of, you don't think about it, but it is very necessary. Make sure you have paid your cable or satellite bill.
Oh my gosh, how embarrassing
would that
be?
On the first, too.
I feel bad because my dad, I think, works on the Super Bowl, and he's just like, crap. Could you imagine? Like, I have to, like, race to these houses and make sure I get everything all done.
Oh, God.
He works for, he works for Comcast.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, make sure you've paid. Make extra dips and swap them out. It's like a kind of like a restaurant thing, like at a buffet.
Yeah,
you have everything in the fridge or the whatever freezer. Make sure to be able to swap it out because after a while, bacteria grows on that.
Things get warm, especially when you got like mayo.
Yeah.
Sour cream.
Like a spinach dip out there.
Nope, not good. Ugh. Especially if you have a bunch of men sweating in your house, heating up your house. Not good.
Oh, yeah.
This is actually really good. Provide hand sanitizers.
Yeah.
Like, just leave it on the table, you know, people grabbing stuff.
Yeah.
Have plenty of food. Among some of the don't suggestions from people, don't invite team bashers. It ruins the fun. So just people that are douches. Again, don't host the party if you have a small television. Don't give your guests food poisoning. Which I think also should go into, like, either ask if people have allergies and accommodate that, or make sure to label everything.
Yeah.
This is what's in this. This is what's in that. Which I'm assuming if people have allergies, they are pretty used to asking.
Oh, yeah. Or letting them know, like, hey, I can't have peanuts or something.
Yeah.
Don't stress about entertaining. Just relax. It'll come naturally. It'll take care of itself. And don't turn off the TV and don't run out of food. This other person writes in, this was submitted by a chick named Angie. She says, don't host a Super Bowl party if you know nothing about football and will only ask a million questions while the rest of us are trying to watch the game.
Yep.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yes, please. Right.
What would cause somebody to get kicked out of your party? It was asked amongst these gals. And amongst the responses are underinflated footballs.
Yeah! You're out.
A gal named Wendy says, incessantly saying things like, the Packers should have been the ones playing this game.
Oh my God.
Somebody else says, wearing gear with team logos of teams not involved in the game. Very, I don't know what that word is.
I wouldn't kick somebody out.
I wouldn't really care.
I've been like, okay, maybe these aren't your teams. Like,
who cares?
I mean, if you're watching the Super Bowl somewhere, you don't necessarily go out and buy a jersey of one of the teams playing. You should be allowed to wear your team.
Your team's jersey. Come on.
Some other people say, come in with a Dallas jersey, shirt, jacket, or hat. Bye-bye.
Okay.
That's a joke,
I think.
If you
roll in with a 49ers jersey, you're out.
Yeah.
Or you're just going to get made fun of the whole night.
Yeah,
if you can't handle it, you might as well leave.
Yeah.
Someone else says, rooting for anyone other than the Hawks. Go Hawks. I like your style, Amanda. Mm-hmm. Someone else is not bringing alcoholic beverages. But I think if you are one to not drink, like I know, Kiana, you're not a drinker. Like, you should just be allowed to bring what you're going to drink.
Yeah.
You know, I always just bring just out of, I don't know, just be nice.
Well, Kiana's like, by the way, most people haven't met us because we're in Radio Land here. La, la, la.
Oh,
We may not even be real people, but if you ever met Kiana in real life, you will find out that she is one of the sweetest people I've ever met, and it's almost disgusting.
Aww.
Just saying.
You are a very kind, lady.
She's like one of the nicest people I've ever met and hardest working person in radio I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Mike says, being a Raiders fan, that's pretty much it. Larry and Judy say double dipping again. That's what the spoon's for.
Yeah. Put it on your plate.
You know what I do? Because I have somebody in my family who's a notorious double dipper. So I just make his own little bowl.
Every single time.
I just serve him separately. I go, this is not, everybody else can enjoy this. This is for you.
That is perfect.
Enjoy.
That's funny. Someone says, Cheryl says, busting the TV up. Yeah, don't get so angry you break something.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry says, fighting or trying to start one. Lori says being too drunk or rude. This is kind of dumb. Bill says at any point during the game mentioning the commercials.
That's like seriously a big part of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I guess like, I mean, I think he means don't talk when it's not commercial time about commercials, but
yeah, I guess I can. I mean, make it brief. Like you don't want to be just talking through the play yeah, action
exactly
about commercials. Like make it brief.
Yeah,
and this kind of goes back to what we were talking about being the last one at the party or whatever. And it says how many hours before kickoff should the party start, and how soon after the game should the party end so the host has some peace and quiet. The start the party responses ranged from pre-game, the televised, you know, pre-game mm-hmm. stuff, that's when the party should mm-hmm. be going on, to 30 minutes before kickoff. I think like...
I think an hour.
An hour, yeah, hour and a half if people are helping you set up.
Yeah. Because then it gives you time to get, you know, situated, get in your groove.
Everybody gets yeah. their seats.
It's exciting. And then afterwards, like, when the Hawks win, I mean, let the party go all night. Like, so that's totally fine.
Leave the next day. It's
hell
fine.
Yeah. Spend the night. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this one says among some of the end of party responses when the food is all gone or 5 minutes after the game ends. Mm. But I feel like people might still be a little intoxicated. So you have to give people at least an hour, hour and a half
definitely.
To sober up before. Yep. You don't want them driving that way.
No,
if
definitely.
Not, if not, make sure they get a cab, you yeah. know, get a service, something. Just get home
sober
safe.
Sober driver, yeah. Uber, yeah. I use Uber, Lyft, is great.
Whatever.
Well, like when I went to Toppy's house, like, well, I couldn't take an Uber or Lyft because that's a 40-minute drive oh, from Seattle.
That's a ways away.
Yeah, so I may or may not have been in a very pleasant state. So I'm like, I can't drive right now. I have to wait a few hours.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. they were super, super cool about it. They were like,
most
please
people
stay.
Would be completely yeah. understanding
like,
about
even
that.
Before the party started, like if anybody needs to spend the night. Cause
oh,
that,
yeah.
The next day was Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so a lot of people didn't work. So they're like, if anybody needs to spend the night, they're more than welcome to. Tomorrow we don't
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
So please, we have extra couches and stuff. So that's, I think that's something to keep in mind as well, is to be like, if you can't, just kind of make that known. It's like, yeah, I can't have anybody spend the night because I have to work tomorrow.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Definitely. Let them know ahead of time.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. Because like whenever I have a party on a Friday or a Saturday, I always like, hey, anybody need to stay the night? If you can tell me beforehand, like, you yeah. know, you're going to get effed up. Let me know so I can. We have a couple of inflatable
totally.
Mattresses.
Yeah, we can accommodate.
We will accommodate you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you tell me ahead of time, it's a lot easier than
absolutely.
Having six people pass out in your house and you're trying to figure out where to put them all.
Yep.
And then you just leave them.
Good just luck. Like, here's the bucket. I have a red bucket. It's called the bucket.
The bucket.
I'm like, are you okay? Or do you need the bucket? I'm putting the bucket next to you. Do not vomit on my couch.
Yeah.
Take the bucket. I yeah. don't need the bucket. Take the bucket.
You never know.
That is my house mm-hmm. rule.
I love this. I think everybody's yeah. ready for Super Bowl parties.
Yes. Hell yeah. Yes. I think we don't really even talk about anything else, really. Just leave it at that.
I think we did a great job of yes. getting you guys pumped up, psyched up, all about the Hawks, baby. Here we go. Repeat.
Repeat.
Oh,
I've been loving everything.
I can feel it.
I've been loving watching the interviews and hearing the interviews with Richard Sherman and Lynch.
Lynch.
I love this Skittles
one.
I'm
only here so I don't get fined. I'm only here so I don't get fined.
But he did do an interview with, I think, Entertainment Tonight or
he
something
did.
Like that.
And he did one with Skittles, too.
Skittles was hilarious.
Awesome.
But the Entertainment Tonight, the thing is, I get people are like, well, he can do all these things, but he can't talk to the media. It's like, well, I understand he, like, media is a very, it's a very intimidating thing.
It's yeah. very
because
uncomfortable
these
for a lot of people.
Are here judging every word yeah. you yeah. say and trying to find a way to twist what you say around to stab you with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when it's something like more casual, like the Skittles thing was just for funsies.
Or yeah. when he talks about his foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which
he
is what he did.
He will go on and on for 45 minutes about his foundation, which is amazing.
Which is what he did on the Entertainment Tonight interview thing he did. Because they're like, here, he said a couple words. They're like, we're going to leave it at that. You don't have to say anymore. We are going to give you an Xbox One. You want an Xbox One? He's like, oh, thank you. And then he says, I'm going to raffle this off or give this to somebody in my
that's so awesome.
With cool. my foundation and stuff. And then he goes and talks about it. And that's what I think yeah. a quality of a player and man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's what we should be focusing on.
And we do have so many players on our team that are like that. Great guys both on and off the field.
Yeah.
So I am ready to battle Brady. I am ready.
Yes. Got this.
Mr. Didn't you tell me he's battling
a
cold?
He has a cold.
Oh, no. He's got a sniffle.
Yeah, I tweeted out earlier. I tweeted out earlier that I sneezed on him.
My feelings are hurt and I have a cold. I can't yeah. play.
My lungs are deflated.
Oh.
That's awesome. Well, everybody have a safe Super Bowl.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Yes, please be safe. Have fun. Party hard, but safely.
Yes.
Safely. Especially if you have to work the next day. You don't want to be that.
Mm-mm.
I have to work the next day, so I have to be careful.
Yeah. Hangovers suck the older you get.
And please, you know, give us a call. If you're a little intoxicated this weekend.
Yeah, hit us up.
Leave us a voicemail. That'd be hilarious. 253-271-9343 or an email or even text us. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And I guess we'll see you guys after the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Hell yeah, yeah. Go Hawks!
Go Hawks!